Lance Metal, Paul DiTino here with you on Giants.com. Hours away from the 2016 NFL Draft. We know Paul DiTino is extremely excited. So let's take you through the latest and last mock draft. And Paul, it's no surprise, the projections based on the experts, they're all over the place with respect to who the Giants are going to take at number 10.
Yeah, Lance, it doesn't matter if it's offense or defense. It seems as though no matter which expert you go to, they're going for somebody different on a different side of the ball. And why is that? Because there's so much volatility projected in the top 10. We already know there have been trades involving picks 1 and 2 because teams supposedly have to have those two quarterbacks. But after that, it seems as though there was so much trade talk between picks 3 all the way down to 9 in front of the Giants that it's really extremely hard to start picking guys that the Giants are going to have left.
And, Paul, one area that they have been focusing on is the offensive line. And there's three offensive linemen in particular where the focus has been on. But most say perhaps Stanley or Conklin could go to the Giants at number 10.
And don't leave out Tunsil, because apparently there are a lot of folks here in the last couple of weeks that think for some reason he could slip through the cracks. So, yeah, Lance, you said 3 at the top. I'm going to leave it right there at 3 because I really don't know which guy's going to trip on a bowl of butter or and wind up slipping. Here's what I will say, though. At number 10, the Giants are going to get a blue-chip guy, no matter what position he's playing. There are enough blue-chip guys in this draft that they're going to get one of them.
Other players to note, Darren Lee and Leonard Floyd, in terms of the linebacker spot, have also been tied in with the Giants at number 10. So we are hours away from the 2016 NFL Draft. That's right. Everybody's on the clock. Giants up at number 10. For Paul DiTino, I'm Lance Medow here on Giants.com.